We're talking to Dave Craig, 261 TDs, three Pro Bowls over his career, and also my lucky and favorite number and number of my birthday, 17. So more okay in my book there, Dave. Let me ask you about, during those years that you played in the AFC, the Buffalo Bills, going through their transition into being really a power there, and certainly, from an owner's standpoint, Ralph Wilson a part of it, but Bruce Smith as big as any. What was it about Bruce Smith that was, imposing and tough to deal with? And how about him as an opposing player in Buffalo?
Bruce Smith was a little bit different than Derek. He didn't have the quickness, but he had the brute strength to come up the middle. And he had the athleticism to give our guards and centers a very difficult time. And he had the rest of his defense to back him up as well. He could freelance a little bit. So a very strong guy with athleticism. Had some good football smarts. Could get to the passer, could stop the run. Very good team leader for them. And, that's what I say about Bruce Smith. Well, very well deserving to get into the Hall of Fame, him and Derek both.
Dave, when you talk about being a quarterback, obviously, important to, when you're throwing the football, make sure that, if there's double coverage or one-on-one, that you understand what's going on out there. And, the cover corner, there were some during your playing days. We rarely see them anymore. But it's interesting because, Rod Woodson was one of these guys who, even though he was an all-defensive player and a Pro Bowler time in and time out, you never heard from him vocally as much as you did the Deion Sanderses of the world. Do you think in some ways, maybe even Rod was underrated and underappreciated?
Yes, I like the way Rod played. He grew up the right way. And by saying that, it's pretend like you've been there before. If you get an interception, you don't got to make a big deal about it. Just give it to the referee. And the thing about Rod Woodson was he was a tremendous, tremendous athlete. He reminded me of Herb Adderley of the Green Bay Packers a little bit. He played cornerback early, then switched to safety. That tells you what caliber of player he was to be able to switch from the island, playing receivers one-on-one, then to go play safety and read whether it's a run or a pass, covering tight ends down the middle, making sure they stay deep for wide receivers. So Rod Woodson was an all-around smart football player with a combination of speed, quickness, and the savvy of the game. Very well respected, and when he played for the Steelers team, they were glad to have him because not only did they have their front line and their linebackers, but they knew back there was Rod Woodson to cover for any other mistakes they made.
We're talking to Dave Craig. Dave, when you go through your progressions under center, because we always hear about making sure that you're not staring at the receiver that you want to go to on the hot route or whatever the case might be on a play, how much more difficult does it make it when you have a guy like Woodson on one side playing corner? Does it necessarily eliminate things, or do we talk about that in the media too often when we talk about these cover corners?
Well, when you talk about Deion, you talk about Rod Woodson, Albert Lewis, Mike Haynes, Lester Hayes, those were guys that were special. And yes, you were very aware of them, but you didn't want to just put your whole game plan, at least I didn't, where I wasn't afraid to try to throw at those guys, try to hit them on something deep. And maybe they'd come up there and try to pick it off, and they might miss it, and our guy might go a long way. Or they try to pick it, but we do an out move, and they think it's a quick out, and we go up on it because they're so aggressive and so quick to react. In order to be successful against them, you sometimes had to challenge them and use their strengths against them. You had to get them to see, think they were seeing what they saw, and then there goes an out and up, and you get behind them. Those were the very few times you would beat guys like that because they had such great knowledge of the defensive game. They studied the routes very well, and they had the great speed to catch up, so everything had to be precise. And the thing about it is, it made you a better quarterback. For me to play against the Lester Hayes and Albert Lewis, Rod Woodson, those types, and Deion made me a better quarterback in the long run. If you're going to be the best, you want to play against the best, and I feel like I certainly did.